Nazir, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. Hareni Nazir, he's mekabel on himself Nazirus, v'nazir kishayir li ben. It sounds like there's two Kabbalas over here. There's two Kabbalas of Nazirus. One is Stam, Hareni Nazir, finished. Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoyim. And then there's another Nazir, which is the case that we had in Mishnah Ches, where it's a Nazir kishayir li ben. It's a separate Kabbalas of Nazirus. So the halacha is like this. Since he said Hareni Nazir first, what was chal on him was an independent Choyves Nazirus. So Hischol Moine Shaloi, he started his own Nazirus. The Mishnah called Shaloi the Nazirus which is independent. The Nazirus which is a kim of the Tanai Kishir Liben calls the Shal Benoi, the Nazirus Shal Benoi. So over here the halacha is he starts his own Kabbalah. V'achakach Ner Liben, within the 30 days allotted for his own Nazirus, his ben was born. Mashlem es shaloi, he finishes his own 30 days. Vachach moine es shal benoi, the Nazirus. Doesn't mean his son's Nazirus. His Nazirus, which the cause of it was the leidas benoi. The tnai of it was leidas benoi. Now, there's seems to be a two shittas in the Rishonim how this works. Tosfos holds that the way he does it is he finishes off his first Nazirus. Migaleach, who may be Kabonis l'Nazirus Shaloi, finished, done. He's Mekayim and he's Mafkir, the first Nazirus with the Kabonis, the way it's supposed to be. And then he starts as a separate Nazirus, the second Nazirus. That's one Shita. Other Shita, which also might be in Tosfos, the Mefarish, what we call Rashi on the side in Nozir's, it's not Rashi, we call it the Mefarish. Holds that no, it's really one Nazirus since the Ben was Ner Latoich. So the way we look at it is 30 days plus another 30 days. So what it means is Mashlem Shaloi in terms of days, but he stays in Oz, he doesn't yet bring Karbonis. Vachach Mene Shal Benoi. A little bit sosim in the Mishnah. If it goes the other way, Hareni Nozir Kishayir Li Ben Vinozir, first he spoke out the Nazirus of Benoi and then the Nozir. Now, his son wasn't born yet. So he started the Nazirus, the independent Nazirus of the, that he spoke at afterwards. So there the halacha is different. If he started his own Nazirus, v'achakach nerd loy ben, m'niach eshaloy, m'ni shal b'noy. He has to stop his. Stopping, by the way, doesn't mean that he's megalech. He's 20 days into Nazirus. He can't be megalech in less than a month. M'ni shal b'noy. He counts 30 days as a kiyum of Nazirus Benoi. V'achakach mashlem es shaloi. He goes back to his own Nazirus that he was already in the middle of. He counted 20 days and he counts another 10 days. The reason why he does it is because since he said the Nazirus of Benoi first, as soon as the son's born, that Nazirus is chal. Samel, since that's chal, then Samel, he has to be mekayim it then. And then he goes back to the other. Then he goes back to the other Nazirus. The Pashtus is, the way the Rav explains it, is that the Nazirus Benoi was chal on him right away. His Mashlamit, 30 days, his Megaleach. And then he goes back to the other Nazirus. The numbers that we just said are not going to add up. That means if he had already pravid 20 days of Nazirus Atzmoi, the independent Nazirus, and then he, because it was chal on him first, so he has to do Nazirus Benoi. When he goes back, after he's Megalech, he can't do 10 days in Nazirus. There's no Kiyum of Nazirus on 10 days. You can't be Megalech on 10 days. The Klal is basic Praving Nazirus is Lamed Yoyim. Giluach of a Nazir has to be also on 30 days. So the Chiddush is over here that he can be Mafsik. He does the other Nazirus of Benoi. And if, let's say his Nazirus that he set for himself, the independent Nazirus was a Nazirus of 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, so if he only did 20 days, he could go back and he could be Mashlim the Yemei Nazirus, 40 days, 50 days, whatever it is, and he'll be Megalech on that. But if it was less than 20 days, no, he would have to prava a full 30 days. This is where the Rambam and other Rishonim hold. There are Rishonim that are Cholik, Tosfos, the Rosh, bring down a different pshat. If he interrupted his own Nazirus that was 20 days in for Nazirus Benoi, his Mashlam Nazirus Benoi, he's not Megalech because we see the 20 days, or rather the 10 days that are left over, we see the Nazirus Atzmoi as a Hemshech, as one Nazirus together with Nazir's Benoit. It's the only way to look at it. Because he can't be Megaleach, and he can't, because he can't prav afterwards the proper amount of Nazirus. He doesn't have to prav more. What he has to do is, he does 30 days Nazirus Benoit, that's calling him then, and then he goes back without being Megaleach, without interrupting, he's mashlim the 60 days, the 30 plus 30, and that's how his Nazirus works. Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah is a hemshech of what we just learned in Mishnah Tess. Hareni nozir l'kishiyehei li ben. He makes, he says first, Nazirus benoi, v'nozir mei yoim. He doesn't just stop say he's going to be a nozir. His Nazirus mufurish is a longer period of Nazirus of mei yoim. That was the second Kabbalos Nazirus that he had. If he could fit the two together, if his son was born to him. But what did he start doing? He started counting his shaloi because the baby wasn't born yet, like we said in Mishnah Tess. Until 70 days, because he can be mashlim the yemein nazirus now. He doesn't have to count the nazirus because he had 30 days. Remember, he's counting 100 days. He's 70 days in. Oh, mazel tov, his baby's born. So he has a chiv l'kishei liben, but he could be yotze that now by having the 30 as part of the me'ayoyim of the nozer me'ayoyim that he said as his own nazirus. So he could be mekayim the 30 days that he needs for benoi as part of the nozer me'ayoyim. That's okay. La'acha shivim, if the ben was born la'acha shivim, so now he can't look at the next 29, 28, 27, etc. days as a full kiyum nazirus of the kasheli ben, because it's only 28-29. So mikan ve'elech, if he's going to be megaleach 28 days from now, there is no kiyum of nazirus of kasheli ben. So then he has to, by definition, be mafsik, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, because he said the kasheli ben first. So that's what's calling him. So he has to now take the kasheli ben. He has to prava 30 days. He's soysir shivim, because now automatically he becomes mechuyev in the nazirus benoi. It's soisa the shivim. She'en tiglachas al pochus mishloshim yoyim. Less than 30 days is not his man tiglachas, not a praving of nazirus. So mele, it's soisa the 70, he pravis the 30, he's megalech, and then he has to start again the 100 of the original nazir mei yoyim. So he gets stuck with that. And over here as well, you have the machlokes the way we pointed out, pshat in the Mishnah, in Mishnah Tess.